This week marks the one-year anniversary of a gripping news story. August 5, 2010, part of Chile's San Jose mine collapsed, trapping 33 miners underground for more than 2 months. A new exhibit about those world-famous Chilean miners and their eventual rescue has just opened at the National Museum of Natural History in Washington, D.C., and we sent NPR's Hansi Lo Wang to check it out.
I'm standing here in the rotunda, where every day thousands of visitors from around the world come to see dinosaur fossils, the Hope Diamond, and now one of the original Phoenix capsules used to rescue the most famous 33 miners from Chile.
It's a pretty narrow fit.
That's Christian Samper. He's the director of the National Museum of Natural History and one of the key organizers who helped to bring objects from the Chilean mine rescue to the Smithsonian. Samper is showing off one of the iconic red, white, and blue metal rescue capsules that lifted the trapped miners from more than 2,000 feet below the Earth's surface.
You and I would have a hard time fitting in there, probably.
You'd feel pretty claustrophobic.
You would, especially imagine going in there and taking a ride for 9 minutes in this dark, humid condition.
The rescue capsule is the centerpiece of the exhibit. Nearby the Phoenix capsule, visitors gather in front of a television screen. They're watching video of a crowd cheering after each of the miners was rescued. This is the first time the miners' story has been told in a museum, and one of the few times the Smithsonian has created a bilingual exhibit.
Well, in English, it's Against All Odds, Rescue the Chilean Mine, and in Spanish, it's Contra Toda la Adversidad, Rescate en la Mina Chilena.
Samper says it was important to tell the miners' story in their own language. And he says a good fit for a museum known for its extensive collection of gems, minerals, and rocks.
What was so important about this story is that it brings together the geology with the human connection.
The connection was formed as people around the world watched and waited, hoping for a happy ending against all odds. Hernan Palma of Silver Spring, Maryland, remembers watching it unfold on television with family and friends.
Oh, it was a very emotional time for everybody. We were so happy, and you feel like you're united with everybody, so you're happy for everyone.
As for the miners, their sagas continue, each dealing with the trauma of the ordeal and the realities of becoming overnight celebrities. A year later, some have gone back to the mines. Others have gone on to the lecture circuit. There's also a book deal, a movie deal, and lawsuits against the Chilean government and the mining company for dangerous working conditions. The exhibit Against All Odds, Rescue at the Chilean Mine, is scheduled to run through the middle of next year. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News.